No, as long as you hear us.
Okay, I can hear you guys, yeah. I'll leave these out.
Yar.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter to all, even the haters and losers.
Happy Easter.
Coming from a trans man. A trans man does Trump.
Yeah. Trump is live? A little Let gay. We're live, He's buddy. Like, excuse me.
We're live. We're live. Whoops. It's okay. It's okay.
Hello. Hello, everyone from the Shire.
Colm?
Hello, it's me, Cully Taylor. Whoop-dee-doo.
It's actually me, Jon Snow, and you're listening to Young Guns. How you doing, guys?
Jon Snowcone.
Yeah, this is Jon Fat Fuck. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Young Guns. Mike Figgs, Robbie Goodwin, we have an amazing guest
tonight. To the Shire!
To the Shire!
To the Shire!
To the... I won't bend my knee, but I will bend my knee for Zia, our guest tonight.
Hoi tatoi tatoi!
I'm very excited to be a part of this dress-up. This is my first ever dress-up podcast, and this is the happiest I've been in a really long time.
You work with Chip Chipperson, right? That guy's always...
He's always just looks really cool and smooth and put together.
That's true.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, he's got a cool style.
But he doesn't like a lot of any funny business like dressing
no,
up.
No, yeah. no. Dressing up is, you know, he's too serious for that. He's a serious comedian.
Z, I'm going to just be honest with you. This was all a hoax to get you dressed up as a hoax.
You didn't have to do anything to get me to dress up as an elf. I did this in my own home.
Hey, Zia, we're just trying to get the Zia bump. Look at Robbie, and then look at you. What the fuck? What the fuck is Robbie? What are you? I go, Robbie, dress up as something, and he goes, I'm going to bring a Pope hat. Hey, Robbie, that's a trans wig.
No, I'm the Joker. I'm the medieval Joker. Emphasis on evil.
This is the Joker that we all wanted to see, to be honest.
Yeah. Why so straight?
Why so straight?
My father was a gay man. And I am too.
Already better than the last joke.
Yeah.
You're gay. I like that.
It's a very special episode here at Young Guns. It's a happy Easter. Our Lord and Savior has been in a cave for 3 days watching Better Call Saul. And now he is risen.
So that's what Easter is. Easter is to celebrate Jesus rising after he got put up on
whacked.
The cross. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah he got whacked it. By a bunch of fucking Romans.
Hey, oh, we're going to take out Jesus.
Fucking guy. This fucking guy. We're going to take out fucking Jesus.
We're going to keep it in the family. Look, we got some words from the Jews that they want us to take down Jesus.
Somebody fucked Mary, okay? I know somebody fucked Mary. That's how this kid came
Hesh out. Told me Jesus got to go.
Gabriel's a half of
You can't say that, Mike.
Sorry. Put the fat button down so we could. So I know to edit that twice. Just give me a little mark at this time. What is it, 3 minutes? We said four fags. Yeah, I'm not a religious guy.
Okay. Yeah,
I know you're not a religious guy.
No, I wasn't raised with any sort of religion. So I still feel like I'm finding things out. I'm like, is that a religious thing? And I learn a little bit more each time a holiday comes up.
Yeah. Like, Easter for me was, Easter. Bunnies.
Candy. Candy. You get candy.
I was telling these guys, Jesus, too many parties. It's like, this guy's such a diva.
Yeah.
He is.
You know?
Yeah. He has so many parties.
We were just celebrating his birthday. Now we're like celebrating. They like woke up from a nap. Fuck.
Hey, you guys can't eat meat this Friday. It's my special day. No meat.
Why is that?
Okay.
You can't eat meat on Friday?
All right, Jesus, on Friday. Oh, but Sunday's also my special day.
Yeah, I don't know why. Something about lambs? Like, I don't know. Like, we got to respect meat.
It's. Okay. I think it was just because it was like people got sick off fish, right? Or whatever?
No, Good Friday is no meat. Well, we put up the definition of Good Friday.
Okay.
There we go.
It was a sacrifice. Not eating meat on Good Friday is opting. Oh, fish. So they ate fish. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the tradition of not eating meat on Good Friday and opting for fish instead goes back for centuries.
I celebrate Good Charlotte.
Okay. Don't they have
it's a
good
day?
God doesn't like boys. God loves cars and money. It's a new day. Jesus is dead. Oh, wait a minute. He's actually alive.
He's meeting at Boulder and now he's free.
I don't want to be a Jew. No, I don't want to be a Jew.
I don't want to be a dirty Jew.
I want to be just like Jesus. He said, this is the anthem. Forgive your sins now, Jews. Don't want to be Jews.
You guys sing emo really well.
Yeah.
You're very good emo singers.
Well,
I love emo music. I'm seeing Weezer next month.
Oh, hell yes. All I like emo too. Yeah. Honestly, there's still it. Yeah.
This is why we do this.
Exactly.
We do this because we like fucking little emo.
We're called the Young Guns. We're in our 30s. We still listen to emo. We have some Arrested Development issues here.
We're dressed up as trans Shakespeare. Like, what the fuck?
This is a normal thing for a man who should have a house to do.
I know. Oh, none of us are ever having a house. I have accepted that fact already. I'm like, well, we thought we were going to buy something this year. We were like, well, a mortgage is cheaper than what rent is. And then we looked into the market and looked into how much taxes are and how much you have to have for a down payment. We're like, no, just kidding.
Oh, God, I know.
Just joking. This isn't happening.
Well, Jesus lived with his mom and then his dad. So we're fine. Right?
Fuck. Do you guys have parents you can live with?
Are you trying to move in?
That's nice.
We do.
If they'll let me live, there.
He is trying to ring one of us up. Oh, parents I can live with.
You're like, Nick, you're cool with that, right?
I have a wife that you can live with. which tier on the OnlyFans is moving with my wife? Zia, you are on OnlyFans, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is that like? How's that? First off, for the viewers, for the people that
we
don't
just want
know
any
you,
fans.
Yeah, we just want a fan.
Just a fan or two.
A couple fans.
How's that? Yeah, how's that? What's that like?
How's that been for you?
It's been cool. Yeah. I've been enjoying it. It's one of those things that I put off for a couple of years. My husband was the one that brought the idea up.
Oh,
he's
really?
Like, you of should, course. I know. He's like, you should do an OnlyFans. I think you'd do really well.
Is he the photographer?
Yes. He takes most of the photos.
It's just getting hotter and hotter.
It's great. He has a good time, too. Actually, I don't think he gives a shit. He doesn't think about it. Somebody recently just asked him.
He's looking at the money. He's like, yeah.
Yes.
Make more money for us, honey.
Those are his ears that
my husband
has.
Harvey Weinstein.
He's a little gremlin in the corner. Someone actually recently just asked him when I was streaming on Twitch. They were like, Nick, question for Nick, because he's sitting on the side. They're like, how does it feel to have guys simping over your girlfriend all the time or your wife? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't think about it. It's not something I think about. He's like, all the girls I've been with have had dudes trying to hit them up all the time. At least this way we're making some money out of it.
Smart
and I was
man.
Like, that's an interesting point. And it's not like, I'm not fucking anyone else. Yeah.
No, it's alpha move.
You know what I mean?
Alpha move. Alpha move. Do you do full nudity on your
OnlyFans? No, I don't. I don't do any bottom nudity. I've been kind of on the fence about that a little bit, mostly because people suck and they fucking spread shit around. And I'm like, I don't want.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. You're in a weird gray area where it's
gray
like,
area.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
in a gay
like,
area.
Yeah, we're in gay area.
We're in a gay area. We're in a weird gray area.
Take your cock out, Robbie, and suck it.
I'll film that and put that on my Instagram.
She doesn't show her asshole, but two guys sucking each other's
cock. I'm finally doing
totally
bottom
cool
nudity, not mine. Two guys I met on a podcast.
When you go to her OnlyFans and you click the see more button, it goes no nudity except for these two guys sucking each other off. Fat
Zia,
God Snow.
Zia, the first person to have to pay her clients on OnlyFans.
Robbie Goodwin spreads his cheeks. Yeah. You get to see an asshole.
In a class action lawsuit, Robbie, the first person to lose money on OnlyFans.
People are like, can we have our money back, please?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. So that's good, but that's a fucking...
It's been,
Do you get guys that are just like, you know, hey, please dip your feet in peanut butter and take
nothing
a photo.
That weird, but I have gotten one guy recently just wanted me to write his name on the bottom of my foot and then lie on my back and take some pictures of my feet. Yeah, Dan Schneider. I don't know who that is. Damn
he's a guy from Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
He had a foot fetish.
He like made all the actors on the shows write.
Oh,
he had kids send in their feet.
I did hear about that, and I was okay.
Is
underage.
Is he like in jail or anything?
No, there was never any proof he did anything. I mean, like.
It's just hearsay. Like, people were like, yeah, he's creepy.
It was like a 4chan conspiracy. And I mean, the guy just also looks like a pedophile. And so many of the child actors he's been in touch with are just so fucked up. Everyone's like, he had to have raped those kids or something. But
yeah, there's
there was also
videos.
Like investigations.
Pull up Dan Schneider, Paul.
Yeah. So
I feel like
anytime
there's investigation, something happens.
Yeah.
Because why are you being investigated?
Well, exactly. It's because the internet was just like, this guy's definitely a pedophile. We're going to get to the bottom of it. But there hasn't really been any proof. I mean, I don't want to defend him because I'm sure he is a pedophile. But I'm like,
probably is.
No,
but
there was never,
no
but
proof.
He never went to jail because like nothing substantive ever really came out.
Wow.
Kind of looks like Fat Robbie.
That's on defending him. I didn't do anything.
And he kind of looks like me, just me. Me, no mustache.
No, he looks like Tim Dillon a little bit actually.
Hey, show me your feet. I want to see your feet for a little bit. You crane toes.
He does look like one of my uncles.
Yes. Nice.
Was that
That's
you?
Sorry, yeah.
Four nice. Fans right there.
Yeah.
That right there, some guy was just like, ugh.
There yeah, was a guy sure. who used to clip all my burps on Twitch.
Really?
And he would come in just, and if I wasn't burping, he'd be disappointed. He'd be like, you're not burping.
Yeah, because they're freaks.
There's so many freaks on the internet. Bunch of weirdos.
Jeez. Dress up as an elf, burp, and then write my name with a Sharpie on the bottom of your foot.
Men are just, there's... Not all men are attracted to everything, but everything has a guy who will be into it. You know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Same thing with like big girls. People, now there's this interesting movement about fat people. I'm still like, there's, but it's,
Mike,
there's
what
so
is
many
that about?
Dudes who...
Well, we're getting a little bit more, it's just a positive atmosphere for us fats.
Speaking of which, Lizzo hosted SNL this week.
Yeah.
And she
I've
was
seen
the
some
musical
clips.
Act.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she was both. I'm shocked that they could fit her in twice like that.
And we're canceled.
Yeah, be careful. I saw a girl on Twitter, on Twitch go after, no, Twitter, go after Lizzo, and holy shit, the shitstorm that started.
Really?
God
yeah,
damn.
Well, I mean, look, I will, like, jokes aside, it does make me like you think about it, the SNL crew is so impressive that they could reupholster the stage in under a week.
See, like, that's fine. So, like, so here's the thing. There she goes. If on Twitch, if you said, hey, Lizzo, you're a little fatty, you'll get fucking hate crime. But if you say
but
that...
That's because that's just mean. I mean, if there's some
Oh,
sort
yeah,
of...
you just said they have to rebuild the stage.
Yeah. That's true. Wait, that's no, I didn't say it's because of Lizzo. I just said
Robbie
that they had to do that this week for some reason. Oh, you're saying it's because she's fat? How dare you, buddy?
What are you implying,
that is fucking
sir?
Mean.
I could say because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Lizzo, I think...
And I've been fat. It's like... Could Michael Jackson say the N-word? Because he used to be black?
I don't know, but it'd be funny if there's a clip of him just like...
Let's have a seance.
Hey, guys,
you
guys
say
it. Let's
have
do
a
it.
Seance
Fuck
and find
yeah.
out.
He's canceled. Michael, you're officially canceled.
All the rumors about him molesting children didn't do it, but...
Yeah, the N-word.
Saying the N-word.
Exactly.
Just one letter. Hey, guys, this way. How about just dropping a quick
You got
little...
black people, and then you got...
Hey, what's up, my peeps?
That's what I'm wondering. Can I make fat jokes? Because I used to be super fat. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's yeah, I don't know.
I guess
you can't be direct.
You can never really make them against girls, I think.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. You're right.
Yeah.
You can absolutely joke about fat dudes, but if you say anything about fat women, all hell will break loose.
Yeah.
I have noticed that. It's a fucking weird thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're a woman, can a skinny woman make fun of a fat woman?
I've never seen fat-on-fat violence in the community. There's a lot in the guy community. That's just all stand-up, is just fat guys calling each other fat.
Yeah, like,
hey, fucking fat.
Fuck you. You used to be fat, you green-haired fat.
Hey, fuck you, fatty. Like, you ever listen, like, the old, like...
I'm fat,
Bobby Kelly versus Patrice. It's just them going, you fat piece of shit. Hey,
oh,
you fat dude. You know, so
there are some O&A clips. There's, like, hours of them making fun of Bob Kelly. I think they... Or was it... E-Rock's going to kill me for bringing this up. Or was it him, and they called him and made whale noises to him
God.
When he was, like, on his honeymoon or something?
Hilarious.
So brutal. It's just, but guys are so brutal to each other.
Yeah.
It's just,
so
that's
funny.
Just how it is.
Especially in, like, New York ball-busting stand-up community thing. Because that's, like, because you get bullied no matter where you go, and the only way to combat it is to be like, oh, well, you're fat, actually, you know? So that's, kinda, that's like, survival mode for dudes.
There is a 2.5-hour video called Opie and Anthony Bashing Fat Bobby Kelly.
There you go.
All right, play a little bit of it. Let's get a second of it.
All right, yeah, let's just play the whole thing.
Play the whole thing.
There
we go.
It'll be more entertaining than this.
There are some funny ones.
Carson style.
Yeah, for a huge superstar.
That's right, Colin Quinn.
Colin.
Who's playing Caroline's this weekend?
Fantastic, Bob.
Colin Quinn. It's me, Colin Quinn. You're a big fat guy, Bobby. You're fat for that. It's me, Robert. It's me. Street Fox.
Hey, Rich.
You're fucking fat.
Hey, Rich, nice hat. Where'd you get it? Your cemetery?
Very funny. Fat fuck.
All right,
so we get it.
You get it. Everyone at home.
This is what happened.
Oh, no, my ears
somebody,
out.
You're okay? Are you
okay? Yeah, she's
okay.
Whoa,
she's not an elf.
She's not an
elf.
Wait, no. Hold on.
She's not an elf. We're losing the simps.
I'm not trans.
We're losing. No. Now you. Yeah. You have a knife.
Put
you're
that
trans.
Sword to good use. You will be.
Dad me.
Zia's gonna cut your balls off. We all got it. I think this is what happened on Twitter. Somebody fucking offed themselves, and then that's when everything changed. When they started, like, suicides because of social media, that's when they were like, okay, we got to avoid this lawsuit, so we're going to ban anything with hate speech.
Twitch is also for, like, a lot of high schoolers on it, and, like, kids and
Twitter.
Stuff. Same with TikTok. No, well, Twitter you can kind of get away with a lot. Where I guess
you
can't
anything,
call a specific person fat or ugly or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can't do it anywhere. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but whatever.
Well, because I think that there is a legit line between people joking and making actual funny jokes and in the spirit of like trying to make someone laugh versus someone just being a mean piece of shit. Like, yes, some people are just being straight up pieces of shit.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, we know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't go on Reddit. Don't search Mike Figg's Reddit.
Reddit is brutal. Hey,
they're so mean on there.
But you know what? Shit. But good. It's freedom. Like, let them do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I can choose whether I want to go on Reddit
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. Don't look at it. No, just I don't. Don't look at it. I don't look at anything about myself. I don't fucking give a shit. There are people out there that I'm sure are like, fuck this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be addicted to it, like, you know, and when people weren't really talking about me, I would like name search and shit, but now it's just so much. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah,
it's engagement, it's good though.
It's
you
good.
Know what I mean?
They're
it's
talking
good,
about
baby.
You,
yeah,
yeah,
of course, yeah,
fucking 1,000 subscribers, baby. We're rocking, we're rolling. Whoop, 1 month in,
our Legion of Skanks episode has a lot of views, no big deal.
More views than Brendan Sagalow, that's fine. more views than those guys, but that's cool, it's only cool.
Hey,
man.
Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, buddy? New York Comedy Club at 10.
All right, no more.
Saturday. We gotta stop.
He's a good friend.
He's a nice guy.
I
barely know him. I don't know why I keep going on.
Are you ever bitter of other ladies in your field, podcast field, OnlyFans field?
No, I simp on girls so much.
What is a simp? Explain that to me.
I don't really know.
It's you, Mike.
It's me. Can I see your feet, Zia? No,
it's guys who like retweet.
What? Stop it.
Do you know Reply Guys? Have you heard of Reply Guys? It's guys that like reply to everything a girl will post. Like, not creepily, but just be like, haha, great joke again. You know?
Yes,
like,
yes.
I think it got taken out of context. Now any guy who's a fan of any girl is suddenly a simp. If they're like, I like what this girl does, and they defend her, but I think it's mostly a guy who will be like falling all over themselves for a girl that they're never gonna meet, and a girl who for otherwise besides looking good sucks. And I kind of think that's sort of like where it started, where they're like, oh, this girl sucks, and guys are like, but I love her. And I think that's kind of sort of where the term came from. But no, I follow a whole bunch of girls on
what is
fans,
a sim
and I just
thank you, Paul. That's
you know what,
that's good producer.
Go back up. What did it say?
Let's see,
did it say give a definition?
Maybe the internet slang term. All the framing here is
I don't
terrible.
Know why.
Typically someone who hasn't usually done it in pursuit of sex.
Okay, so they're like two.
Usually done it in pursuit of sex. Done. That's every man.
That's my favorite Will Smith movie, The Pursuit of Sex.
The Pursuit of Sex.
That would have made that movie more fun.
Yeah.
Jaden! Jaden!
I'm getting you laid, son.
Jaden, we gotta sell these air conditioners for sex. Jaden.
That's my Will Smith. It's not good. It's not good.
It's great. That's a really funny impression.
Jaden. Yeah.
It's really good. Why do you think that's bad? It's better than a lot of your impressions.
My original Will Smith was just, hey, what's up, babe? I had me with me. Wait, that's not good. What's the weirdest thing someone has asked for?
Wait, I have one question
I'll
before
go for
that.
It.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your Sims? Are you like, do you like them or not?
Honestly, most of them are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Good answer.
Like legitimately, a majority of my conversations are honestly just talking about fucking comic books.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
comic book movies.
Ooh.
Or I'm going through all the mob movies that I haven't seen before.
Oh,
so I'm on that journey, which is
language.
Fun. I just watched Godfather 1 and 2.
Ooh, nice.
I saw the first one in theaters because they re-released it.
I saw it in theaters too.
Fucking awesome.
Great.
Yeah, it was so
stop
good.
Simping, Robbie.
I'm talking about mob movies.
I'm simping
stop
for
being a trans simp.
I'm simping for Coppola.
Mike, having a conversation isn't simping.
And a guy who talks to a girl, you fucking simp.
That's not
piece
what Paulie says.
Meanwhile, Mike goes, hey, what's up, mommy? How you doing, baby?
Yo, mommy, what's up, mommy? Oh, you're good. All right, mommy. I do that to my table sometimes. I'm like, yo, mommy, here's your chow fun, mommy. Here's your poor
do you
want to
have a little chow fun later?
Yeah, chow fun later. Okay, I'm married. Just kidding. Hey, mommy. So we did a show in Atlantic City. I never watched Robbie do stand-up. He's never watched me do stand-up. We weren't even friends at that point. We just knew each other a little bit from In Hot Water. So Gino takes us on the road. I go on stage. I'm doing my crowd work. I'm a fucking guinea Guido fucking hack. I'm on stage. I'm like, how you doing, fucking mommy? We're going on the slots later. We're winning. Crush it. This table. I'm like, how you doing, you fat fuck? You doing all right? Right here. Robbie goes on stage. And he goes, what the fuck did Mike just do? They start laughing. He goes, he just asked everybody how he's doing. And then he starts doing my voice. He's like, hey, mommy, how you doing? And they... And they crunch, and I'm just in the back, like, just fuming mad at him. Like, fuck you, Robbie. Get away, you fucking piece of shit.
Well, all my material was dying all weekend, so I was like, I gotta do something. The only thing that worked was your crowd work, and then me shitting on you, and then Gino shitting on me. That was the only, those are the only bits that worked from any of us.
Which just goes to prove that people just love to watch someone get shit on. They just love to watch people get obliterated.
Yes, I mean, especially those, like, rowdy, like, Atlantic City, Vegas, older slots kinds of crowds.
Right.
They don't want to see comedy. They just, they go there, they're drunk, they just want to get shit on and then watch other people get shit on.
Yeah.
And that's why Mike was smart. You have to just do crowd work and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I was the host too, so I kind of had, you know what I mean? Right. So it's kind of like, but it's people just love in the moment. Like sometimes people go on stage and they just press play and they don't listen to the crowd. They don't acknowledge the room or anything. And it's just like kind of weird. You want them, like I've learned, like get them on your side, get them in your zone. Mm-hmm. Then you could kind of say whatever you want and get away with some things because now they're on your level. They know, oh, this kid is a New York kid. He's being silly. Oh, this guy's doing impressions of all these different things. Okay, I get it. Instead of just going up there right away and being like, fucking Godfather 2, you know, like right off the bat, you know?
I've definitely noticed that with, like, good comedians that you go see. Like, I saw Karen Feehan recently for the first time. I'd never seen her before. She's really good at that.
She's a gangster.
She is. She's fucking hilarious. Her set was so funny.
She's also a regular at The Stand, and I think you do have to do that at The Stand, just, like, be able to, like, harness, like, I don't know, corral fucking, like, touristy.
Yeah, for sure, You got, like, hipster people and touristy people.
A lot of young women at this thing. Oh, we talked about this.
I feel like that's a rough comedy crowd.
They
don't like me.
Anyway, you got to just be like, you got to just do impressions of guys from Bridgington or whatever.
Yeah, I got to do a Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, fuck yeah, get that down.
So just lose, like, 30 pounds. No, 130 pounds.
130 pounds and beat.
Like, 30, hold on.
Crank up the gay by 30.
I saw Timothy in real life. He is fucking gaunt. He's really small.
All those actors and actresses that you see, because I worked in LA I was a waiter in LA for years and years, and like so many fucking celebrities come in and out. It is wild how tiny and skinny all of them are in person.
I can't really imagine.
You have to be, because the camera really does add weight.
It really does. It really does.
The skinniest people I know look awesome on camera, but in person, you're like, you're fucking insane. You look like a skeleton.
Please eat a cheeseburger. Yeah. Like, legitimately.
Even guys, it's like, oh wow, this guy pops on camera, but in person, he's like, dude, you need to gain weight.
Every time I see people that know me from the radio or whatever, they go, wow, you're smaller than we thought.
Yeah.
Like, you look like you're still fat, but we thought you were even looking right now.
We thought you were even fatter. I will say you do look fatter on there than there.
Well, thanks, bud. I think I look good from that angle, actually.
I'm hoping that's working in favor of my boobs.
Yeah.
Does it make my boobs look bigger?
There we go. Up, and numbers are rising. Numbers up. Numbers went down.
Paul, keep the camera on.
Do not.
Robbie, keep talking to her. Just keep talking about.
So what's up with
my boobs?
Yeah, what's going on with your boobs?
This is
turning into Howard Stern.
Happy Easter. Yeah, I know.
So what's going on with your boobs?
We want you to take one of the ears off and eat.
All right, we're bringing in Midget the Retard.
Midget the Retard. And then Retard the Midget.
And Retard the Midget after that. Gary the Man on Dialysis.
You ever I remember watching there was an episode where it was like the smallest penis. And my mom.
I watched that. It's on Pornhub.
And
my mom. Yeah, and my mom walked in the
Howard
room.
Howard Stern had a smallest penis competition, so like all of his listeners, like he was like. And also the prize wasn't that good. It was like you got to be on a cruise with some porn stars.
Yeah.
It's
like wait, what can you do on a cruise with porn stars? You don't have a dick.
Just be around them. That's it. I mean, that's
you
all they can
ask
for.
Look at them.
But yeah, with the smallest penis. The funniest was like a guy. There was one guy with like a 3-incher or 4-incher, and they're like, "Hey, you're actually not that bad compared to these other guys."
Yeah, you're normal.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Average. I was just about
your
to
mom
say
walked in.
Oh yeah. So oh yeah yeah yeah. Yeah. So that was when I was watching that one on E. It was all like pixelated, and my mom and my dad walked in and thought I was watching gay porn.
I
was like, Mom, this is the channel after Comedy Central.
I watched that clip, but the only place you can watch it is on Pornhub.
No, I watched it pixelated. Yeah, they showed it. They showed it pixelated on.
But there's an uncensored version on Pornhub.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So we can either watch it Japanese porn style or uncensored.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Japanese porn?
I don't get it. You can't see anything.
Can't
it's
see
all
anything.
Pixelated. They pixel out the genitals, even on some of the hentai stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind hentai every once in a while.
Listen, I like
fun
hentai.
Sometimes.
I enjoy hentai, but like I'm not crazy about a tree fucking a lady. Like, you know.
Yeah, it gets weird when it's a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I'm talking about regular like cartoon sex. Boobs always looks. I clearly have a thing with boobs. Their boobs always look so good. They make them so bouncy.
Yeah, they make
so
everything.
Nice.
They make the guy's cocks perfect. It's his great. Balls. His,
yeah.
His,
yeah.
Damn, I'm gonna watch some hentai later.
She's always sopping wet. Like there's just
like
water
dripping.
Gushing all over.
Well, I used to watch it in high school. I've been watching it a while, but it's because you watch it when you watch anime, because I watched anime in high school. It's not that far off from hentai.
No,
there's
no.
Like, they're all like
after
sexual.
The battle. Yeah,
it's pretty just, much the same. Yeah.
Hentai is the same thing, but between the battle, Goku is banging out Bulma.
Yeah.
So,
there's this one. Fuck,
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I just don't. I, the only thing I don't like is sometimes it seems like the woman is in pain and crying, and then, but the subtitles
are
like.
Really
I'm
into
having,
like humiliation.
Submissive.
Yeah. Well, Japanese men are perverts, as we all know. They're alcoholic perverts. I'm gonna go. I'll fit right in.
I wanna go to Japan. So
you're booking
bad.
Your flight.
A wrestler, a trans wrestler, Joker. I'm wearing this
huge.
To Japan.
Yes,
they're gonna
they would love.
Oh,
it.
He must be king of California.
We'll do anything for you, Lobby Goodwin.
Lobby Goodwin.
We'll do anything for you, Lobby Goodwin.
All right, I'm booking my flight now. I'm getting too horny.
Have you been to Japan?
No, I want to go so bad. Yeah, me too. So fucking bad.
Me too. It's different over there. You know, like Grand Theft Auto is banned. Like you can't, violent games are really not too much like, you know, presented like in the front row. But these sex games are all over the place.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, like,
you can, don't ask me how I know this. They have wizard sex games like Harry Potter.
How do you know this?
What? No, I actually do know this because a streamer that I like to watch like was talking about it. And so I went and found the game and I was like, I need to know what this is. And they're like sticking wands in pussies and stuff. Like, it's fucking wild.
Wow.
Anything that you can think of. There's also a game called House Party that you can stream. And if you stream it, it's pixelated.
Yeah.
But it's basically you go to this house party and try to hook up with girls.
Yeah.
And you can also like jerk off to completion just in the middle of the room. But
nice.
People get
Louis
mad
C.K.
at you.
presents. Oh, it's a fucking house party, and you can jerk off, and no one will get mad at you. It's my game.
It's
a great game. Japan,
wrong with that.
No one gets mad. You can do your career. It's fine. It's fine.
They like it. Imagine Louis C.K. create. That's what he's doing now.
Louis C.K. hentai simulator.
Just ask him, can I jerk off in front of you? Yes, great.
I'm in Japan. Turns out, it's one of the least perverted things you can do here. You ever been prude by their standards?
I think in Japan, they just, or was it Korea? They just recently, and within the past like few years, outlaw like made jerking off on a girl or like coming on a girl or throwing cum on a girl a sex crime, because I guess it didn't used to be.
Wow. It didn't used to, they just came up with it.
They just...
Yeah, they're behind the times on sex crimes.
So right now,
Japan's age of consent is 13. Don't ask me how I know that.
Is it really 13?
I'm pretty sure. Let me.
Oh God!
Yeah,
God.
I'm telling you, everyone like
it's actually
everyone
terrifying.
Hate, like, oh my God, the U.S. is so terrible. It's like everywhere else is like.
Well, I know
very
that like
behind the times.
Korean, I think it's Korean porn
correct,
stars.
Correct, 13 years old.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, it is.
Cancel. All right, we
gotta
stop.
So terrifying.
That's why there's all this like schoolgirl anime, and they're like, yeah, she's 15. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. She's 16, it's fine.
Who cares?
She's bordering 16, on too old.
She might as well be fucking married.
I remember Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon, when it would come up, the introduction would get me bricked up.
Yeah.
Well, but you were like a kid when you watched it.
Yeah,
right?
I was a kid.
Like,
yeah.
Of course,
I was a kid.
All
let,
the
me,
way.
I such
let
a,
me delete my cue.
I was a kid. I was a kid when I watched Sailor Moon.
I watched Inuyasha when I was a kid.
Mike.
I had such a crush on Kagome. I'm pretty sure she's like supposed to be 14 or something.
Oh,
yeah.
So bad,
well, same
dude.
Thing with like Misty. There's all these sexy
Misty
cosplays.
I was so
straight, but she's like 13. But it's fine when you're a kid because you're a kid and you're watching it. I also like had a crush on Brock when I was a kid watching Pokemon. I was
like, black guys.
You like black guys, huh? Oh, my onyx.
Why did Brock always look like this?
Oh, onyx. Oh,
yo. Yeah.
Brock, like, open your eyes, Brock. Like, how he was the blackest Asian. So, he was the most Asian black. I don't
Maybe
even
know. He was just really high all the time. And we didn't know.
It was always
that's why his Pokemon was a stone.
Exactly.
Because he was fucking stone.
Always taking a shit.
Oh, Ash. Oh, use your Pokedex. Oh.
Misty was hot. I want to get
Misty
back to
was
that.
Hot because she got short little jeans, red
hair. Yeah, she's supposed to be 13, though?
Yeah,
that
I think
fucking...
she was supposed to be like 12 or 13. Like,
have
she
we
was
ever
young.
Jesus. Have we ever won?
Have you ever seen the Misty cosplays that are out there?
Oh, yeah.
Pull up!
I've Googled
fine.
Them.
Pull up! All right, pull up Misty cosplay. XXX. See what pops.
I love redheads, so that's very up my alley.
I like redheads that are fake redheads. I like Fifth Element red hair.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, like that's actual porn. Oh.
That's the, that, that what one's I was
okay,
expecting,
wait, go but back. Get rid of the XXX. Get rid of the XXX.
Wow.
We can show this. Oh, we can't show it on YouTube.
I like how the
porn.
First one was no, trans.
All right, YouTube. So mark something so we know. Mark Norman us a thing.
Comedy. All right, mark, regular yeah. Misty guy.
Porn.
There you go.
There we go.
This is actually hotter to me. That was too graphic.
Oh, I like the one with the beard.
God damn, I want a girl just like this.
Click the one with the beard.
Trans Misty.
God, look at his cock. It's in his right pocket.
I'm definitely
Jesus Christ.
I will be beating off the Misty dick. Cosplay later.
You're welcome.
Yeah, have you ever done Misty or no?
I'm about to. I have all the elements I need. I'm shooting it next month. I'm very excited.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Where can people subscribe to see that?
Yeah, where could I subscribe to see
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
It's Zealand. OnlyFans. XILAND on OnlyFans. And I do like my OnlyFans, and the people are great. And I have actually had people message me being like, look, I try not to watch hardcore porn. I'm trying to get away from it. I don't like it. I really love the content that you do.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like an in-between, but there's a market for everything and some people really like it.
OnlyFans is a good de-escalation, I think, too. Because I was watching too much like crazy shit on porn, and OnlyFans was actually a great way for me to like de-escalate.
And it kind of humanizes the women that you're watching because you're like, oh, this is a person and I can talk to her and this is another human being.
Sure.
I honestly think it's fucking great for like that kind of shit.
No, it's for sure. Hell yeah. I mean, you know.
And it's like the women are in control of their own shit. They're not like being exploited by like shady middlemen.
That's what's great.
Oh,
you hear
it's
about
it's kind of like
those...
Patreon for girls.
Exactly. It is.
Patreon is OnlyFans for comedians.
Exactly.
That just distills the sex appeal of both genders down to it, huh? Being
pretty
funny
much.
And being hot.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Yep. Funny guys get some really hot girls. Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
And there's something about like burlesque and not going like not like putting a cucumber up your ass. You know what I mean? Like there's something in
porn's
that middle.
Getting too much.
Yeah,
it's like too much. It's too aggressive.
Like
now.
Everybody wants more. Like I'm not like the first thing in my head. I was like, fuck. Why doesn't Zia have full nudity or fucking or why can't I see Zia?
It's addictive behavior.
Sucking off Brock. But this is great because it because you get the guy like me who just goes. Fuck it. Oh, my. Like, you know, you use your imagination.
Use it a little bit, but there's also, I definitely toe the line a lot. Like, I've done blowjob videos with dildos or a cock-shaped lollipop, which was great because.
I have to go.
Because it tastes good.
I just pressed the cough button on the mic because my heart was like.
I bet the listeners are like, enough about sex.
Holy.
Shut up.
Clip that, Parker's. We're going to have the sound clip where Zia just goes, I've done blowjob videos, and it's going to end right there. It's going to be slow. After blow drop.
It's the first time Mike and I have been Dicks speechless.
Start
the first time we've had our
we
tongue
figured
tied.
Out how to shut us up. Zia just has to say, I was sucking on a rainbow lollipop. That's all she has to say.
It tasted good.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, this is my favorite video to do because it's right. Amazing.
Let's go to a
What's
segment.
In the news?
We're going to go to a segment. So, Zia, check it out. Me and Robbie are at the end of the day, we both kind of look like dirty Arabs. It is what it is. We both have mysterious package eyebrows. You know, and it is what it is. Me and Robbie, we realized he put a picture of himself as a kid, and I was like, dude, I have a photo. I look exactly like that.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to play a little game.
Oh, I want to. Okay.
If you win, you get 10 more. You're going to get 1,000 subscribers to your OnlyFans.
1,000?
Yeah, we got them. We got them ready. They're all on YouTube, and they're all going to go to your OnlyFans.
Subscribers?
Only if you win.
Only if I win. Okay, shit.
The name of the game is
Pressure.
Robber Figs. We'll put a
audio graphic. Listeners watch the
we gotta
video.
Pay we're gonna talk about clips and payment Paul we're gonna pay start paying a little bit more
you guys
so we get
could
a little...
also do another play on Robin Big
yeah
okay
Rob,
well
yeah.
I hurt my
sorry.
Feelings
sorry this is just the first thing that popped into my head
kinda
all right we're changing the title so of the show.
Hurt my feelings but that's hilarious because when we said Robin Figs I was like oh Robin Biggs literally
that was what popped in my head.
My heart's broken
I'm pull sorry
up,
I love you you're great
it's okay it's all right I love you too. All right, pull up. Oh, okay. So now you're gonna have you're gonna have to use context clues. You could ask as many questions as you want. The question is, who is that? Is that Robbie or Figgy?
And that's on the right. The face is blanked
he is
out,
the one.
Right?
He's so the one. Yeah,
oh,
this
doing
is
black
like a
faces?
This is a weird like murder. Like it looks like fucking.
It looks
oh,
like the bunny. It looks like
hands?
I got raped by that rabbit. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he's like holding on to the.
I'm sorry, I
he's
fucked
like holding
up.
On to the bunny for dear life.
Yeah.
The big bunny was like, here, hold this little child.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think about it.
Hoi tata, hoi tata. Happy Easter, by the way, everybody.
There's hard eggs and soft eggs. The soft ones are my testicles. So now, all right, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, all right, Easter bunny. Who celebrates Easter? Now, what's your religion?
I was raised Catholic.
I was raised mm-hmm. Catholic, but you're Arabic.
My mom converted to Christianity when I was born.
Is Christianity the same thing as Catholicism?
No, my dad's Catholic.
It's a dad's Catholic.
My mom was raised Muslim, converted when I was born.
Gotcha.
And then I was like raised kind of in the cat, kind of like between, because then they divorced. Then it was like Christian Catholic.
Gotcha.
So you never prayed to Mecca?
No, I never prayed to Mecca.
Okay, so you're not an Arab?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, kind of. Well, I celebrated all the, because my cousins and all that, like, they were still, like, Muslim. So I've celebrated, like, all those holidays. I've gone over their house and, like, celebrated those holidays and shit. So I'm kind of, like, on the precipice. Usama would probably be like, you're a dirty white guy. And I'm
Osama Siddiqui?
Yeah, Osama Siddiqui. But he's like, but you got a little something, you know?
My guy, my friend. This guy right here.
Exactly.
I was raised Catholic and I was an altar boy. Right now I'm nothing. I have a Netflix account. I really don't believe in anything.
Okay. So is Easter Catholic or is it also
Christian?
It is Christian.
Both.
It's both?
Yeah, it's both.
No, but Christianity won't celebrate Easter because it's like, well, it depends because there's like Watchtower, like Jehovah's Witness. There's like there's Christians that don't celebrate their birthdays. And mm-hmm. I think there's some Christians that will go, Easter's bullshit because no Easter bunny. We don't believe that shit.
Really? I thought Christianity. I'm pretty sure Christians celebrate Easter.
Paulie says yes? Okay, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Yo, they don't even celebrate their own birthday.
Yo, mommy, listen. You ever go to the Watchtower? All right,
yeah.
It's up to you.
Christian holidays are big. There's no Catholic only holidays.
Can
really.
You also have the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire theme music playing this is happening?
I'll listen to this.
Paulie.
So I for some reason I'm going purely on vibes here. Okay. I'm getting Robbie vibes. I don't know why.
Oh wow, nice.
So I'm going Robbie.
Okay. Well, we'll release her. We'll give her the answer. And right after the messages, right after these computer commercials, right after this commercial break.
Yep, that's me.
It is you. Hey,
zoom in on him. Look how fucking cute. Look how fucking cute Robbie
did
was.
Did every adult just pinch your cheeks all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah, they love chubby cheeks.
That's why then I became a fat teenager. Just like, wait, we don't like this anymore?
You're like, suddenly I'm not cute. Yes. Cool.
Somebody pinching my cheeks.
I'm just a big fat guy.
This went from cute from being made fun of real quick.
Yeah. This went from cute to everyone ignoring me sexually very quickly. Women loved me like fucking 7 years ago. They gotta stop pinching my cheeks. Now no one will pinch shit.
Good one. You got bing. 1 point for
Yay.
Zia. 1 point for Zia. Wait. Okay. Can you hear the music? Oh, you can't hear the music.
Music.
It's there. It's there. It's just for, it's there. All right. And the next one. How did Regis Philbin sound like?
He sounded like Tim Dillon.
He sounded like this.
I think they blacked out the wrong.
All right. Okay. Oh. Who is this? So now, we both got fat at some point.
Okay. But at different times of your life?
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Oh,
When were you fat?
Well, this don't answer.
I can't answer.
Can't answer that.
I'll answer afterwards.
Here's the thing. I started skinny.
Okay.
I got fat.
Uh-huh.
I got skinny. And I got fat.
Okay, so you've had two fats.
I've had this is my second fat.
This is your second fat. How many fats have you had?
I've had two. I almost got fat again recently, but I'm losing weight.
Okay, so you both had two fats. That didn't help me at all.
Yeah.
I
also started skinny, then I got fat, and then I was fat for a long time. Then I got skinny, then I got fat again, and then I lost weight again.
What about the child?
About 10 years ago.
Is the child an Arab? Or a guinea.
You're right. It is shockingly similar. This one is tough.
This might heal the racial divide.
What is the person wearing?
I'm looking at, clothes. That just looks like kind of like a jersey type shirt. I'm also looking at hair. Because, Robbie, your hair from that last picture kind of looks similar to your hair now. Mm-hmm. Like the way it grows
is
the same.
Yeah, it's green.
Yeah, the green. Look at that. It's beautiful.
Do you want to use a lifeline? Phone a friend. Bell Atlantic presents.
Can I phone Paul? I know he knows the answers.
All right. The time is now. Figgy or Robbie?
Fig.
That's nice.
Me. It is. Look at
oh
that.
Oh my god! Wow.
Hey.
You look just. Is that's you on the right?
That's me on the right. That's my little brother.
You look We look very similar.
You do, you guys
that
look
is crazy.
Fat, fat, fat. Just happy kids. We had a family. Yeah. We were happy. We were fat. Life
was
good.
We both had a lot of pasta.
A lot of pasta.
I would do that. My mom would make a bunch of big pasta. I'd just eat like, three plates. Oh. And she'd be like, portion control. Okay.
How sweet. My grandma would be like, eight more, Mikey.
My grandma would do that. Yeah. She'd be like, there's a great Sandler joke, which is exactly, except she did it in a Middle Eastern accent. It's like,
you're so fat. So here, eat, eat.
Yeah.
You're so fat.
But the Sandler joke is, why are you so fat? Here, eat some food.
That sounds so nice. My dad was a bodybuilder, and all we had was whole wheat bread and peanut butter that you had to stir.
Your dad was Aaron Berg?
Bigger than Aaron Berg.
All right, I got some peanut butter for you.
I remember that.
You had to stir the peanut butter, yeah.
We did Dylan's podcast, and we were talking about it, and she was like, I had protein shakes.
My dad used to make one of my favorite treats as a child. My dad used to make Myoplex, which is basically a protein shake, but he would make it like a pudding. So it was like chocolate protein pudding. And that was like,
you were just
I was like
jacked.
Eight, and I was like, this is great.
You were just
it was huge. Fucking massive.
All right, put the music back, Pauly.
Yeah.
The next one. Zia, you're two
for one. Oh, wow.
Zia, you're two
for one. This is child porn.
Okay,
no, it's not. It's one of us.
Your balls? That was my question.
Okay,
why is that baby's balls so... Whoever that is, why are the balls so big? Is that how big all baby's balls are?
Like, I don't like this. I don't like you both putting this one up there. Dan Schneider's a fan. He's going to beat
I asked you for permission for it. You know? Oh.
Well, that just gave it away.
Okay, so no. Or maybe I'm misleading you.
Uh-oh.
I mean, look at the way he reacted. Now, context clues.
You guys had a lot of hair, too.
It's a cute white baby. It looks like some sort of beetle is growing on his balls. The penis is scratched out. Could be a large black penis. Could be a small little white baby penis. It's one of us, so it's okay.
I'm guessing that
Rob
it's
Rob or Figs.
Figs only because I have a feeling that Rob might have been a little darker as a baby. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Reveal it.
Mike, this...
Who is this?
It's just a random baby.
Okay,
I found on Reddit. Random baby on Reddit.
That's what we get, random baby.
Okay, it's me.
Okay.
I think we do have to cut this out.
No, we don't.
No, I think we literally do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, because on YouTube, especially on YouTube. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think you can put a baby on YouTube.
I don't think you
can
put this anywhere.
No.
All right, put a mark, we'll cut
that
it
out. That is literally child porn.
So how could I, it is really? But it's me as a baby.
I know, but they don't know. Anything a pedophile could beat off, they're going to flag.
That's the problem. Nobody thought about that when you're just a kid taking pictures in the bathtub. It's just like, oh, cute, there's my kid. But like now that we have the internet, that's a fucking, not that child
porn
didn't
happen
before.
It's also just a naked baby.
Can we put it on, can we put it on Patreon?
I don't think so. I mean,
Paul, what are your thoughts, Paul?
Probably just blur it out.
You blur the whole thing out.
Put a black bar.
I could blur it out on a...
Just the beetle. Just blur out the beetle.
Right at the balls.
Beetle.
Yeah.
Completely blur out the balls the entire time.
Yeah.
I could do that on an editing software. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pay you. I'll give you extra $5 to blur out my baby cock. All right.
Deal.
So you're two for one.
Look at that. Wow. I'm actually.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm impressed.
It's only going to get harder
myself.
Yeah. That was the easy round.
Those were the easy ones.
You're entering the $100,000.
Because we both pretty much gave them away.
talking about all right. So we're not going to say anything. Pull up the next one, Pauly.
This is a tough one. This is tougher.
The girl is obviously some sort of an Indian or Arabic.
I can
we
see that a little
Robbie's
bit, yeah.
Past.
Liberal artsy looking chick.
Liberal artsy looking
this
chick.
This looks like a workout phase. Have either of you worked out much?
Ouch.
Ouch, baby.
Ow. I mean, just like, it looks like there is some weightlifting going on there.
There was a moment. Oh, okay. So if you're asking me the question, I'll answer. I was part of a football team, and I lost a lot of weight at one point.
Okay.
And I dated a girl who was anorexic.
Did she give you tips?
She did. We only ate Airheads and Diet Coke.
Well, and if you're bulimic, what you have to do is you eat the colored stuff first. So as you're throwing up, you know when you get to the colored stuff, you've thrown up everything.
Oh, there you go.
You're welcome.
Well, there you go. Robbie lost a lot of weight as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys both told me that. This is a really tough one. I don't know. You know what? I'm going Robbie on this one.
Reveal it, Pauly.
Wow. That's oh, my me. God. Look
That's
at you.
That's you?
I still didn't know. I was a waiter at Applebee's, and I
look
was.
At you. You look like Jackie Jr. from The Sopranos.
Dude, I was a fucking Guido kid. I had an earring.
Sink hair.
I had good hair. I had a shape up, which I had a fucking shape up, and I worked at Applebee's. This is when we were outside.
This is what you were telling me. Okay, and so you ruined it for me, and I still didn't get it.
You're 2 for 2, Zia.
Because I'm stupid.
2 for 2.
Okay. 2 for 2, that's not bad.
I gotta get skinny again, dude.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be on Nickelodeon if I get skinny.
I lost like 6 pounds.
Yeah. Hey,
you
congrats.
Look great. I think you look great.
That's good.
Pauly, next one.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's a plate of what looks like. Are those black beans? Is that some kind of Mexican food?
Is it Mexican food is it Arabic Habibi food?
I don't
that
know.
That is the question.
Both love weird looking rice.
Yeah. It looks like the inside of a burrito. A burrito might have bursted on this plate, and there's a happy boy taking a photo.
I'm going Robbie on this because of the hair. I think that's his hair.
Oh, wow.
God damn
well
it.
Done.
How fucking cute, Robbie. How fucking cute. Look at those little cute little owl eyes. You're like a little cute fat owl.
You do want to pinch the cheeks.
Cute kid.
I was cute as a kid. This was my happiest eating fucking, I think it was at Thanksgiving, because there's like mashed potatoes. Yeah. It's that Afghan Thanksgiving, mashed potatoes and fucking
halal
orange rice.
Halal rice, red sauce, white sauce, and mashed potato. You're 3 for 2.
Okay.
Winning score so far. How many? I think we have a few left. Rob or Figs? I mean, this one's kind of fucking easy.
This one's easy.
Is it Rob? Is it Figs? Or is it just a random Sears catalog photo?
It would have to be Rob, right?
Why?
Yeah.
Because of the ethnic-looking family.
And because of the dad that looks just like Rob.
That too.
God damn it,
That's my uncle, actually. But
oh, it is?
Yeah. Look close.
Shout out to Reveal.
Well, there's some
shout out. Shout out to the Sharifs.
Shout out to the Sharifis.
Not revealing for some reason.
It's okay. Don't worry. Right. We know it's Robbie. Get the next one. We know it's Robbie. You're 4 for 2. Four for two. My nipples are getting harder as the episode goes on. I feel like I might chafe and start to bleed.
You should have brought a cake. You could cut a cake with them. Yeah. And then we could have had cake.
Yay, nipple cake.
That's an eagle. There's an eagle
there.
What
the fuck is that? I just noticed
it's an eagle.
Who loves America more?
The immigrant.
I'm going Robbie again with this one.
This game might.
This was Fat Robbie. This is Nutty Professor Fat Robbie.
Hercules.
It's like the picture where his mom was like, "Smile, now smile."
That's literally
like,
exactly. Except it was my dad.
All right, is that it? A few more, if I think. You're 5 and 2.
I think I right. It's the hair now that has kind of ruined it.
Look at that.
And now the hair's not helping me here. And this kid is slightly more tanned.
He's hiding his erection.
Definitely fixed.
Can you tell? That's kind of hard just to even tell. But
that
one's
tougher.
It's kind of tough to see, but that is your boy.
That is you. Okay.
I was insecure about my penis even back then.
We had the same hair there. I see what you went
through.
Same
hair.
Style.
This is a tough one. Bunk beds, happy kid. But look at the gangster. Look at the gangster lean.
Yeah.
Just happy. Kid got swag. All right.
You miss being a kid when things were just great. Even when your situation was fucked, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Things are fantastic.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It was the best. Oh, God. No bills, nothing, no
you
stress.
Just play Ocarina of Time all day.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Fuck yeah. Oh. Hey, listen.
Whoever the fairy.
Hey, listen. Is that Gino Biscotti?
Hey, your fairy. Gotta go to the Deku tree. Hey, buddy, we're all across the street with the Gorons.
COVID's not real.
I just met Ganon. He's a great guy.
He would love Ganon. That would be Gino's
Ganon
buddy.
Anthony Cumia.
Oh.
The thing about the fucking Zoras, there's a problem in the community.
They're animals.
They're animals.
You're 6 for 2.
Wow, I'm actually impressed that I've only gotten one wrong, right?
You got two wrong.
Two wrong.
You got
two wrong.
You thought Robbie was me at one point, and the baby. Was it the baby one? No.
Oh,
you might just have got one wrong. I don't know.
I don't
Is
whatever.
That it?
No, I think there's one more. One more. Last one. This is for the whole game.
For all the marbles.
This is for the entire game.
This who has
is
the
that
most
Robbie?
Chest hair? Robbie, pull your shirt down.
No, 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 no.
Wow, this one's really hard. I feel Robbie. Like there's I can't look at the hair.
Or Figs, what's happening in this photo, Zia?
I don't know. He looks like he's like a little bit constipated and trying to go the way he's clenching his fists. I don't know what's happening there. I'm guessing Robbie, because I see your chest hair and it doesn't seem like it goes up that far.
Oh, wow.
It seems like you have more chest hair.
Zia?
Yeah.
Yay! You won the game. Congratulations, Zia.
All right, I'll be
subscribe
waiting for my
subscribe to Zia. She's getting 1,000 new
that
followers.
That was pretty good. Or maybe the game was too easy.
Yeah. Regardless, this makes me feel good, so thanks, guys. You're this welcome. Makes me feel like a really smart girl. SMRT.
You're very good at context clues.
Very well done.
Yes, thank you.
That's a good segment.
And I'm going to charge you for scoping my chest hair the way you did.
Okay,
that
sorry. Is that $10?
For free. Like
$4.95. Like a subscription? Yeah. Subscribe to only chest hairs.
What happened to us? Just looking at memory lane, like, are we happy with ourselves now?
I feel like I look better now than I did then.
I feel more calm. I'm happy. This is.
I wasn't getting pussy then, you know, at all.
Well, the skinny me, I was getting.
Yeah,
pussed.
That looked like a guy gets. You look like downright athletic. I've never looked like that. I've
you
never looked like.
Like one of the NSYNC guys. Yeah. I swear to God,
yeah.
The
you
hair.
You look genuinely
and the whole
athletic.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How old are you? In that
under
photo?
This is a lot of muscle. A lot of muscle.
Right,
there's
easy.
A lot of muscle.
Take it easy, Cartman.
I have big bangs.
Yes, yes.
I have big bangs. I still look like that.
Excuse you guys. Screw you guys. I still look like that.
Whatever. I eat what I want.
I eat what I want. I was a fat fuck. I was dating a host at the restaurant.
Very nice.
A bartender and a waitress, and
wow.
They would work the same shift.
Did they know? Did they all know? And they
so,
were just like,
so,
cool with
so
it?
The bar. So I was probably 18 in that photo. The bartender was like 27, and she was smoking hot, and she didn't give a fuck. And she would just like, I would come over our house, and she would just teach me things. She'd be like, "This is how you're gonna eat my pussy." And I'd be like,
wow.
Yes. Yeah, it was fucking
good
hot.
For this girl.
So I would fucking, she would like hell, take control and all that shit. Then the host was cute and we just made out a few times, but she had a boyfriend.
Oh,
and then
the
waitress was like an Italian girl that might have been a lesbian that worked out in the gym. And she, I think she wanted to peg me. Like she was really, really masculine.
She was priming you.
She gave me a handy.
Good pegging.
Yeah, she gave me a handy and she was like, wow, you got huge balls. And she, and she
about that
and,
baby picture, it's true.
Yeah, and she was super old, so she didn't care. So the only one that cared was the hostess, and she had a boyfriend. And one day the boyfriend came in, sat at one of my tables, and poured ketchup all over the table, and then left, knowing that I would have to clean it. And he waited for me outside and wanted to fuck me up.
That's how he got back at you. He's like, I'm gonna pour ketchup on this table and I'm gonna beat his
for
ass.
Stooping my girl. This is what he's gonna get. Yeah.
Wow.
So Applebee's was crazy.
So you just ran through a Applebee's.
I tore it up, baby.
Damn.
Yeah, I was cool. Young. I was there for a year. It was my favorite job. I got fired for eating strawberries in the walk-in freezer.
That's what they fired you for?
Actually for the whole year I was working there, if I was hungry, I would go into the walk-in, I would crack strawberries, drink orange juice, you know, in the middle of my shift.
Were the strawberries frozen?
No. Okay. It was a walk-in fridge.
They usually have two.
Exactly. It was where, it was, she knows. It was,
yeah, I've never worked in a restaurant.
Terrible.
I know, I've heard horror stories.
I'm going to kill myself tomorrow. So the freezer is where they have the meats and seafood and all that shit. The fridge is where they have like the, you know, garnishes, you know, all the stuff that, you know, bread or whatever.
Lemons you gotta cut.
Think of all the bartender, all the bartending needs. So I would go there and eat the garnishes. I was in good shape. I was playing football. I was all about fruit. I would open the orange juice, drink it out. I would open the pina colada mix, drink it out, have a few strawberries. And the mistake I made was I was putting the heads of the strawberries back.
Oh,
what?
Dude, what the fuck? You got fired for being
stupid.
Disgusting.
I got fired for health code violation. So one
let
day,
me tell you how to steal some strawberries.
Yeah, that's true. Manager,
Man, I know how to steal straws.
You put those in your apron pocket.
Yeah. You take them home.
Okay. Tim Dillon.
You never leave food at the scene of the crime.
Manager walks in with a clipboard. She was doing inventory and walks in. I got a strawberry and a pina colada mix in my hand like this.
No.
And she goes, and she, whatever. The next day I got fired. They were like, you're the guy who, they go, we loved you here so much. You go, why were you leaving the strawberries in the crate? If you would have threw out the strawberries, we would have never knew that you were the strawberry guy.
You were the strawberry guy.
And I was so like,
guy.
I was like, yo, I was like,
especially
such a
fucking, like, why eat the strawberries? They don't really, they don't.
I was stupid. Look at my earring. Look at my fucking shape up. Yeah. I was stupid. I was a stupid kid. I would roll my sleeves up. I was working at Applebee's.
That's
I didn't
true.
Know. I
it's
was making
Applebee's,
$80.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
$80 a shift.
Yeah, and I felt like the
good.
Fucking that's two
I
video
know,
games.
Right?
That was the shit.
And then you start working, like, as you work your way up, there were and then you get to a place where you're making $400, $500 yeah. a shift, and you go home and you're like, oh shit.
I also used to do that, by the way. Calculate how much money I was making in terms of video games. Exactly. I was like, that's three video.
Robbie, with the Patreon, we can get seven
games. Video games.
We can split Forza Racing.
Think about it. Are they AAA video games? Yeah. Now there's tiers. Now it's like,
yeah.
are you getting a Nintendo video game? Those are always 60.
We get a Switch family plan.
we can get a couple PlayStation 2 games.
Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Shout out to Xbox, our new sponsor, Xbox Game Pass.
Is there a new Mario coming out? There's
I don't know.
The last one was like fucking 4 years ago.
It's a Mario.
5 years
there's
ago.
There's a Mario soccer game, I think, or something.
Yeah, I mean, but like a platformer kind of thing. I miss it.
What was the last one?
Mario Odyssey was
Mario
like the
Odyssey.
First true
Odyssey
platform.
Was
that was like 5 years ago.
Was it that long ago already?
Odyssey's the one when he throws a hat in the city? Oh, okay.
That's fucking 5 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, they haven't made
a
one yet.
That was a while ago. Holy shit, I didn't think about that. They made a new Kirby game. That just came out.
Kirby's
Kirby's
so cute.
Kirby.
Mario Party Superstars came out a few months ago.
Yeah, but Mario Party. I mean like a straight up Mario platformer. Can you pull up Kirby eating the car?
He also eats stairs. You can become stairs.
I heard the new Kirby's actually really good.
Yeah, people are really liking it.
I didn't realize how
it.
Gangster he was.
Yeah.
When like, I was a kid, I liked Kirby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Swords and shit. I thought Kirby was just a fat little
spins
gay.
No, the whole thing is that he takes people's like powers and stuff because he eats them.
Yeah. I like Joshy too. Yoshi.
One Joshy. that was Mike's name at Applebee's.
Why does it say Michael on your badge? Call me Joshy. You can just call me Joshy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Join
I'm banging the whole sink.
Joshy Figs.
You put Joshy.
It's me, Lance.
Joshy. And Strawberry.
DeStefano.
I don't know. The fucking NSYNC names. Kirby's
Chris DeStefano.
It's me, Chris DeStefano.
Chrissy Chaos.
I liked Luigi's Mansion. You ever play Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi's Mansion's fun too. Yeah, I like Luigi's Mansion. When did that come out? That was semi recent.
That was in the pandemic.
Too.
I remember.
But the number 3 came out. No, Luigi's Mansion 3 came out. Yeah.
Yeah, in the pandemic.
Yeah.
That like got me through like June 2020.
You played Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah. I didn't finish it, but I played through. I got to like the fucking the movie theater level.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a good game. It's pretty solid. What was I going
to
say?
Now I just play Batman Arkham over and over again in BioShock. I just replay those two games. I'm old now. I'm like, I don't listen to new music. I don't play new video games.
I never listen to new music. It is fucking rare when I find new music that I actually like. It's not easy.
I was thinking, like, I'm getting nostalgic. So I used to go to, like, rock shows a lot when I was in high school and, like, college. And I don't go to, like, I don't seek out new, like, I was like, should I just go to, like, a $5 rock show for old time's sake, but then I'm gonna be like one of those weirdos like I want to go see a comedy show, you know?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you gotta do it
at a point where I'm trying to make up for because I grew up in Hawaii and not a lot of bands go to Hawaii, and if they do, they go to Oahu. So I would still have to pay for a ticket to Oahu and then a hotel if I was gonna stay and the flight back. So like, you still have to pay for shit. So and then plus the concert ticket. So I saw Tool on Oahu in 2007. That was a fucking awesome
show.
That
sounds like a great
show. Oh my god, they're so good. Oh, I love Maynard and I love Danny Carey's so much. I love the whole band, but so I saw them, and then when I was like 14, my dad took me to Ozfest in Connecticut on a trip there.
Oh my god.
That was the first time I ever smoked weed with my dad. He put a joint in my mouth and he's like, "We're watching fucking Slayer." Slayer was playing and it was amazing. That was
damn, you
so
have
fun.
Medieval music taste.
Yeah, this is great. Cosplay girls are the best.
Yeah, they know because they like things guys like.
Yeah.
It's because I was raised by my dad. I really think so much of it is because my mom died when I was little and I was raised by my dad, and he's just such
Young
like
Guns.
A-
that's the end of the episode, guys. Thanks for like and subscribe us.
Ha 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 ha
I think I'm this way because my dad raised me. Protein shakes. My mom's dead. Young guns.
Hey. I am. I'm a lot like my dad. I really am. And it's funny, though, because it doesn't always work out that way. My sister didn't get into the same things I did.
Yeah.
She used to yell at me all the time. She's like, you never wear makeup. Why don't you do it? Let me do your makeup. I'm like, I'm just going to go to the gym. I'm going to sweat it off. There's no point.
Yeah.
We're very different in that sense, but I'm trying to make up for old times. So this year is like my fucking concert year.
Nice.
Next month, I'm going to see Deftones and The Offspring.
Yeah.
Oh. In like a week apart.
At Jones Beach.
Mm-mm.
I would love to see Offspring.
I want to go to see him in Asbury Park. I was thinking about going.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And we'll record it. Put it on a Patreon.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. I've never been to that venue. I've always wanted.
Wait, Nikon Jones Beach?
No, it's not. It's on Asbury Park in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
The Stone Pony.
Yeah, they have like an outside venue.
Like
this is going to be outside.
It's like where Springsteen came up and stuff.
It's really cool. It's actually where I live, Asbury Park.
Oh, all right. Well, Paul's filming us at the Offspring.
Live in
us. We're all going to go see the Offspring.
Maybe we could perform somehow. Let's hit up Big J.
I'll do the.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'll do the.
Give it to me, baby.
We'll do that part.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Yes.
Imagine they go, we got the young guns. And we go on stage. He's just like, cricket, cricket, cricket.
Just,
like,
just one Skanks fan goes, boo. Where's Zia? Bring out Zia.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
So if anyone wants to stalk us, we'll be at the Osprey
show.
Osprey,
just let that go. Next to be like, why did you tell anyone? no, but I'm excited for that. And then in October, I'm going to see Iron Maiden.
Nice.
I've never got to see them. So
you're
so
seeing a lot of cool
pumped.
rock shows. That's sick.
That's what I'm
my
doing.
Biggest regret is not seeing Metallica at Yankee Stadium. I heard it was Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, all those guys did
what
a show
a
at Yankee Stadium. It's right across the street. I should have fucking went.
I'm going to Boston College. This is my first like big shows.
Hell
I'm
yes.
seeing the headliners are Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, and The Strokes. And
oh my god.
Also Weezer's playing, Modest Mouse, Avril Lavigne.
What
G-Trick.
Is this called?
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
Cheap Trick, yeah.
I want
you know me.
And Run the Jewels.
Oh, okay.
That's all nice.
It's a festival in Boston called Boston
Great.
Calling. Yeah.
That sounds fucking fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll be working at Dave and Buster's. And I'll be serving people French fries. This has been great. Thank you so much, Zia, for coming by.
Thank you for
having
me. Super,
super fun.
This was really fun.
We're going to send you those OnlyFans subscribers in about 2 weeks for winning Robin Figs.
Yay!
Plugs. Tell what do people, where could we follow you? Tell us everything.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Zia underscore land. It's spelled XIA underscore land.
To the Zia land!
To the Zia!
To the Zia!
To the Zia!
And Zealand is just full of food, video games, and boobs. So.
Oh, we're going to talk about, if you stick around for the Patreon, we're going to talk about snack
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah, the snack
yeah,
stream.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay.
To the snack stream.
I want to watch you eat ramen while I jerk it.
Hey, some people Sorry. Are into that.
We should do a scene in character on the Patreon.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
We get 100 unsubscribed.
Yeah, yeah. Unqualified.
Unqualified experts. Yes. Check that out on YouTube. It's also Zealand there. I try to make it easy. It's just Zealand everywhere. XIALAND. On YouTube, Unqualified Experts is a show I do, or podcast I do with sometimes my husband, sometimes with different guests. We just had Christy Mayer on. We've had Jim Florentine came on. That was a really fun episode.
Fuck yeah.
We had Brian Johnson of Comic Book Men.
Also,
his wife, Mary Beth, came on. So it's been a really fun. Basically, we give advice to the internet. The internet is like the Wild West of people looking for help. Holy shit.
Yeah.
There's some really weird problems.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So we try to help the internet out with their issues. We also just had Kevin Sanchez came out. And
Kevin,
episode.
Good kid. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very cool. It was a really fun episode. OnlyFans. Also, Zealand, XIALAND, and Twitch. I stream games, food, and working out because I have to work off the food I eat.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work out of this.
Fuck
May 16th, Bowery Electric. We got the ticket link is up. It's under Robbie Goodwin's comedy show. I'm going to get that changed soon. I promise.
That, no, leave it.
And the poster is just my headshot. That's you know, that one that looks ridiculous.
The one where, yeah, you look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
like
I know.
White
so
Jackson.
I have the details. We got a poster soon, too, but. It's Microscene. Mike Figs and I are hosting, but we got Microscene, H. Foley, Mark Normand, and Karen Feehan. It's going to be a good, good show.
Fuck
so,
yeah.
7 p.m.
Yeah.
Bowery Electric.
Robin Figs on Instagram, Robin Figs on Twitter. Subscribe to the Patreon, subscribe to the YouTube. Email us at robinfigs@gmail.com. Support Zia, support Robbie. Yeah, this has been a fun one, guys. Happy Easter. God bless. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
See you land.
See you land.
Nice.